Howard Schultz is back in the CEO's office at Starbucks for the third time, and he's moving pretty quickly to shake things up. This week, he suspended billions of dollars in share repurchases, telling employees in a company forum on Monday that the days of making every decision based on the stock price are over. Schultz's resolve to focus more on employees and customers comes as Starbucks baristas are joining drives to unionize, and the company's having trouble hiring enough people for its stores. Let's talk about all of this with Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Celeste.
So Schultz's return as interim CEO comes at the same time that about 190 stores have petitioned for union elections. What do we know about Schultz's views on unionization?
He believes that the best has been done at this company, that it has enlightened progress and employee benefits and a desirable place to work without the help of unions over the past 35 years or so. But having said that, this has definitely crossed a threshold. Here in Richmond, I can tell you, Bernie Sanders is coming for a Starbucks union rally at the big concert hall later this month. You have about 170 of the 9,000 U.S. corporate stores. The workers are filing for elections to be represented by Starbucks Workers United, and 8 stores have already voted to unionize as of March. So he realizes that it's kind of, I can make my case right now. We're at a tipping point, and if it goes past the tipping point and we're full-throatedly unionized, then I can only do so much.
Is this union, trend related to Schultz's decision to end stock buybacks at all?
Oh, for sure. I feel like that was a blood offering, like a sacrifice. He came in, as you've seen this debate, and Celeste, you've covered it before, between capital and labor. I mean, you can talk about stakeholders versus shareholders. Other executives in the past, in the press release and the earnings statement, talk about same-store sales and shareholder value. But when you exalt it up to stakeholders, that includes your employees, that includes your customers, that includes the environment, various ESG metrics. And by pulling back on something that the company initially during the pandemic, it withdrew its share buybacks because it was very touch and go. And then last year, it resumed them because success was back and stores were selling a ton of coffee. And now he's saying that, yes, look, I'm doing this as a goodwill offering. You don't have to unionize. Watch me take money away from share buybacks and reinvest it back in you, the barista.
And yet investors are always going to want more profit and a higher stock price. How might Schultz balance those two things while he's trying to tell the thousands of Starbucks employees that he can help bring better situations at their workplace?
You know, there are very few CEOs that have that benefit of the doubt. I think Jeff Bezos for years was saying we don't have to be profitable at Amazon because we want to harvest, in the future, we want to harvest these outsized gains. Or Elon Musk at Tesla, obviously Steve Jobs, they called it the reality distortion force field. But he's very explicit in his letter coming here that we can't just continue with the status quo. Obviously, something very big has happened. This used to be a home away from home, and now 70% of sales are carryout. Our baristas are burnt out. There's a high level of anxiety and depression and recidivism. We're trying to hire an average of 5,000 new workers a week. We need to reinvest and reinvent this company right now, or the stock price is going to be underwater anyway.
We have less than 30 seconds. Any guesses on how long his interim CEO-ness will last?
You know, he's done it before. He came in during the financial crisis and it has had an enormous trajectory since. But he is a visionary and he is a person who has buy-in from the baristas. I don't know if he can bring in an understudy and say, listen, this guy will do it in my mold.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks.